The U.S. is pushing back on a new tax law in France that's aimed at big tech firms, the usual suspects, including Apple, Facebook, and Google. The 3% tax is on sales generated in France by those companies. President Trump has ordered an investigation which could result in retaliatory tariffs. French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire defended the new tax today, saying France was, quote, sovereign and decided its own tax rules. Dave Lee is with our BBC partners. He's their Silicon Valley reporter and joins us from San Francisco. How much is this tax, and will it only affect U.S. tech companies?
It won't only affect U.S. tech companies, Marco, but the majority of the companies that are wrapped up in this new tax will be U.S. firms, because this is a tax that's going to be on internet companies that do business in France but don't necessarily have a physical presence there. So, for example, companies like Facebook, what this tax will seek to do is tax 3% on internet companies that have global annual revenues of more than 750 million euros. That's around $850 million. And the French finance minister, he predicts that that's going to bring in around 400 million euros to France every single year.
What is the goal of this tech tax? I mean, why is France doing this?
Well, France sees this as something of a leveling of the playing field. It's going to be a tax on revenue rather than profit, because, of course, one of the things that has been particularly frustrating to many governments around the world for some time now is the ability for technology companies to operate in countries where they have no real substantial presence, which is something that, you know, in times gone by, companies simply weren't able to do. But with the dawn of the internet and social media and so forth, that has become possible. But that's something Silicon Valley certainly isn't keen on, because globally that will open them up to a lot more chances to be taxed in the countries where they're popular.
Without France explicitly articulating it, do you believe that this tax might be a form of punishment for many of these Silicon Valley companies not getting in order the disinformation on their social media platforms?
I mean, it certainly helps when it comes to expressing these policies, both to colleagues in political circles in places like France, but also the electorate as well. I mean, one of the reasons why the US has said this targets American companies is because politicians have explicitly mentioned American companies when they've been formulating these tax plans. You know, often we hear in sound bites, politicians refer to this kind of thing as an Amazon tax or an Apple tax. There was a recent incident with the leader of the opposition in the UK when Amazon celebrated its 25th anniversary recently, the opposition leader sent a card to them saying many happy tax returns as a as a political stunt, a PR stunt. So it's a vote winner, put it that way. Tighter regulations on tech companies is certainly something that all political shades seem to be on board with.
The big reaction today has been from Washington. The Trump administration announced a formal investigation into whether the tax unfairly discriminates against U.S. businesses. What would the U.S. do in retaliation if the investigation concludes that there is discrimination?
Yes, well, this is the big question here. What exactly could this lead to? Now, it could be looking at adding tariffs on things that France is especially active with exporting to the US. So, for example, commercial aviation, wine and so forth, France exports a lot of that. So that could be one direction the US may take. Although, having said that, we do know that the French Finance Ministry and the US Treasury are in contact with each other. And there is an increasing feeling, I think, that this is a play by France to kind of force the issue. I think there is this desire, not just from France, but from several countries, to say what we need to do is not have this piecemeal tax situation in different countries around the world, but to have one tax regime for everyone that means companies can't pick and choose the countries that give them favorable conditions to store their money. Ultimately, that does seem more likely, an agreement rather than major tariffs that could affect France.
BBC Silicon Valley reporter Dave Lee joining us from San Francisco. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Marco.